Hallo, I helga spiller Metal Gods I Oslo, og ble inspirert til å hente frem et program jeg laget med Glenn Tipton fra Judas Priest I 2015. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv, kjør show! Hei på dere, folkens. Klokka 9 på kvelden, og det betyr at jernverket med Helle Stenkløv bak mikrofon på plass her på Radio Rocks. Den 2. juni spiller Judas Priest I Oslo, og vi har klart å få selveste Glenn Tipton på tråden, gitarrist I Judas Priest gjennom mer enn 40 år. Jernverket fikk hjelp av noen av de største Priest-fansen I landet når vi skulle lage spørsmål, så mye snavel I vente. I tillegg så har han Tipton selv plukket ut all musikken vi får høre I dag, Led Zeppelin for eksempel, Black Dog. En klassiker fra Black Sabbath, Paranoid her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Låta plukket ut av gitarrist I Judas Priest, Glenn Tipton, og vi skal straks få høre et intervju vi gjorde med han her over telefon I forrige vekka. Priest spiller nemlig I Oslo den 2. juni, og da må vi nesten få snakket med ham litt I forkant. Straks Glenn Tipton, altså etter det her, og Jimi Hendrix med Voodoo Child. Nytt veien og andre enn Jimi Hendrix, dere der, Voodoo Child, på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og I dag det gitarrist I Judas Priest, Glenn Tipton, som gjest over telefon, og gjeste-DJ her I Jernverket. Vi tok en prat med noe over telefon I forrige vekka, og fikk hjelp av noen av de fremste Judas Priest-fansen I landet til å ordne spørsmål. Så vi kjører bare rett på vi med opptak av intervjuet.
In the mid-80s, you started to approach another style of lead guitar playing, which really culminated on Ram It Down and Painkiller. Was this a conscious effort or just a natural development as a musician?
It's probably I just realized that I'd finally got to practice. Being a very lazy person, you know. I suppose I tried to keep it alive on natural ability. But then I realized it's time to get my head down and really put some time in on the guitar. You know. I was a late start on the guitar anyway. I didn't start to play the guitar until I was about 19. I just put a lot of work in. You know, you come to realize your own style is very important to maintain and to nurture and to build on it. You should have a recognizable style. And I think, you know, I got the beginnings of that and I just wanted to compound it a little bit and work, you know, work at it. It's very important to have a recognizable style as a guitar player and as a band.
But KK had some of the same development in the same period. It feels like it was a conscious choice anyway to step out the game and make the leads as metal as possible. Like on Metal Meltdown, it actually sounds like melting metal.
Yeah, and of course, we've got a very healthy... you know, if you want to do some a lead break, and then you know, I can do something. I think, oh, that's good. You know, I've got to try and better that, and I do my part, and then Ken would answer me, and you know, have the same thought in mind. So it was a very healthy competition as such, and very enjoyable as well.
I've read somewhere that you don't know any guitar scales and that you based your guitar work on your intuitive understanding of melody lines. Has this changed over the years?
No, not really. When I say I don't know scales, I obviously do know the scales, but I don't sit and practice scales. I've never been a scale guy. You know, that's probably wrong, and I'm not... recommending that any young guitar players ignore the scales. It's a good way to learn to play the guitar, but it's never interested me to sit there and play scales all day. I think at the end of it, you only get to what other people do, and it's done in the same way. And I think it's much more important that the music comes from your heart and soul and your fingers, really. So I've never really sat down and played, practice scales. I suppose it's wrong, really.
You just use your ears.
Yep.
De spiller I Oslo Spektrum den 2. juni på tirsdagen neste vecka. Judas Priest og Victim of Changes på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og vi fikk et telefonintervju med Glenn Tipton, gitarrist I Judas Priest I forrige vecka. Vi har allerede hørt litt om hvordan han utviklet seg som gitarrist. Nå skal vi over til historien om Sin After Sin.
You recorded the Sin After Sin album in only a week or 6 days maybe, which is really impressive considering the complexity found in songs like Sinner and Call for the Priest. And how was it to work with session drummer Simon Phillips during that period? He couldn't have had much time to rehearse at all.
Yeah, it was I don't think we recorded the album in a week. I don't quite know. Where that's come from, but I'm sure it took us longer than a week. But to work with Simon was fantastic. We did challenge him a bit on certain tracks, but he came through flying colours. And of course, he's such a great drummer. It was easy to play things. You locked in very easily with riffs, because he was putting the tempo down in such a brilliant way, so it was great to work with him.
But how much of his stuff was made up on the spot?
Drummer-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, Simon made up his own fills and things like that, but we knew, we always pretty much known exactly what we want from the drums on a certain track. So the basic actual patterns, they say it's very dangerous to give a guitar player a drum programmer, it is dangerous really, because we can come up with some unusual things, but we've always had an idea what we want from, the mainstay of the drums on a track. But of course, Simon did, there's over and above the Call of Duty on the album and put some great fills and put some great drumming down of his own style.
You released your solo record, Baptism on Fire, in 1997 and the Tipton and Twistle and Powell album, Edge of the World, in 2006. Following this time gap, your next release should be this year. Anything in the works or is the side project something in the past?
I've obviously got lots of ideas, I'm sort of a fairly prolific guy, and when I do sit down, I don't always sit down with the guitar. You've probably read in many interviews, I need to take a break from the guitar sometimes. I actually need that because I always want to love the instrument, and if I put it down for a period, then I eventually want to pick it up, and that's when I'm very prolific. So I've got lots of ideas, but my thoughts are purely on Judas Priest now. With Richie joining the band and with the success of Redeemer of Souls. And plus, we're enjoying this tour so much. We're on a real roll, and my concentration is purely on Priest at the moment. But who knows, at some point, I may do another album or two even. I don't know what's around the corner, but maybe.
Mm-hmm. But what do you like to do when you put the guitar down and not concentrating on Priest, but only on yourself?
Lots of things. I'm a very active guy. I like to travel. I love to be at home. So that's a conflict right there. But my main pastime is fishing. I like to fish. I like to get out on the riverbanks. I love the countryside, and I like to get away from it also. Fishing suits that, and I'm never happier than when I'm on the river. And I love sports, any sort of sports, even soccer, football, tennis, golf, anything competitive, and that helps to keep me fit. I enjoy it.
You should come and fish for salmon in Norway.
You should take me.
Det sa gitarrist Glenn Tipton fra Judas Priest til Jernverket på Radio Rocks. Vi får høre mer fra han allerede straks om 40 sekunder, og en Priest-låt, Dragonaut. Judas Priest kom ut med nytt album I fjor. Det heter Redeemer of Souls, og derifra hørte vi Dragonaut. Da på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Vi fikk gitarrist I Judas Priest, Glenn Tipton, på tråden I forrige vekka, og fikk hjelp til å lage spørsmål fra noen av de største Priest-fansen I landet.
Kiwi har all den billige sommer- og grillmaten. Frukt og grønt, digge biffer, burgere, pølser, kylling, fisk, og selvfølgelig reker. Hva med store frosne reker til 89 per kilo? Eller en 5 kilos kartong til 349? Utvalget stort, og prisene like lave hele sommeren hos Kiwi.
Og vi var jo nødt til å spørre hvordan det har gått med Richie Faulkner, som hoppet rett etter Virkola, bokstavelig talt, når han tok over gitaren etter KK Downing.
A lot of your fans were, of course, skeptical about Richie joining in the band, including myself, as KK, Rob and you have been the true core of the band since the beginning. But it worked out really well. I saw you 3 dates on the Epitaph tour, and Richie was on the point the whole time. How has the change influenced your approach to songwriting? Is the process the same as it was before, or how do you do this now?
It's unbelievable, really, you know, because we never thought, to be honest, that we would be able to continue. When Ken decided to retire, it was a big blow to the band. But we found Richie, and I said it so many times, it was like a small miracle, really, because I don't think, you know, we would have carried on if we hadn't found Richie. And I couldn't believe it, you know, when he walked through the door, he seemed right. And when I heard him play, I was completely bowled over. But the most magical thing was the way he fitted into the writing team. As you say, myself and KK and Robert have always been there. We've written some classic songs between us. And, you know, I thought, well, if the writing team is disrupted, will it carry on? You know, will it work? And it did. And everything that Richie brought to the table was so Priest. We couldn't believe it. And it just worked out so well. And I think, you know, Richie had such a lot to prove, and he's proved it to everybody. But he's done it in his own way as well. That's the most amazing thing, you know. His style and that just suits Priest, and he's fitted in better than we ever thought anybody would.
Must be a good feeling to that the fans are starting to accept him, because not all bands can brag about that.
That's right. He had a lot of, you know, he really had to work hard to prove to people that, you know, he deserved that place in Judas Priest, and that he could fill that position in Judas Priest, and he's done that. And I know a lot of people were skeptical, but once they see the band and in action, I think that they're, you know, they feel satisfied that the band playing well, you know. I try and choose my words carefully, because I don't want to, in any way, shape or form, you know, insult Ken. And Ken is just the mainstay of the band, a big part of the band. And, you know, we've worked so well together for years. And I never thought that we'd find anybody like Richie that's come in and fitted in so well.
But at your last album, Redeemer of Souls, Richie is also taken into the song credits, of course, because he's writing together with you. But that's new, because it was you, Rob, and KK all these years. And usually you split up the credits so that every band member has made an equal lot of songs. But what's your favorite part of composing the songs? Is it the lyrics, the riffs, the what's your part?
So in terms of Judas Priest, obviously the music is the most important thing for me, because we get great riffs, and we hope they're great. In our own mind, they're great. And then we all get together and throw everything on the table, and then Rob you know, comes up with a lyrical idea and writes the lyrics. And Rob has always been the main lyricist with Priest. I've written some lyrics, as you know, but, you know, Rob is the main lyric writer. And there's nobody better than Rob. I mean, he's not just his vocal abilities, his lyrics are incredible. So in Priest, the music, from my point of view, comes first. I try and come up with as many good, strong ideas as I can. And in doing this album, Redeem Ourselves, Richie did the same. And then we all got together in a studio, and Rob, you know, started to overlay vocals, and we worked from that point. And then suddenly we've got a song. We might fine-tune it and hone it later on, but, you know, that's our main intention. And then Rob will go off and put... get proper lyrics together, and then we record it properly. And that's the way we've always worked in Priest. On a personal level, my solo stuff, I really enjoy writing lyrics, and it's quite difficult, really, to come up, you know, with lyrics that are appropriate for the music. I think on my solo album it was quite difficult because I didn't want it, you know, it's not totally heavy metal. It is metal, and it's got metal connotations, but not totally metal. So it was slightly more difficult to come up with ideas. But, you know, I did enjoy it. I do enjoy writing lyrics. But I think the thing I enjoy most is the musical side of things. And when you suddenly find a simple but really effective, powerful riff, it's a great feeling of satisfaction.
But does that get harder? Has that gotten harder the last few years? You've been going on for quite
really.
A time.
I suppose, you know, you search. You have to search a bit harder and dig a bit deeper. But I've got various ways of writing. And one is, as I say, to put the guitar down for quite a long period and then pick it up. And the same with the studio. I don't go near the studio sometimes. I sort of got a love-hate relationship with it, and then you can't keep me out of the times. So it's you don't know where the songs are going to come from, but the best songs, the simple songs, and Breaking the Laws, The Living After Midnight, so just riffs that just come, and suddenly the song is there. And it's a simple idea, but it works effectively. And those are the hardest riffs to do. You know, bands like AC/DC are past masters of that. Everybody thinks their songs are simple. The hardest thing to write is simple but catchy songs, and it's, you know, all credit to bands that can do that. So, I think, you know, really, it's just a case of trying to get inspired. I listen to lots of things, film themes, you name it. I even buy new effects sometimes. You know, if you get a new effects pedal, you tend to plug in and play something that new sounds inspiring. So we've got to find ways to get inspired, and that's what I try to do.
Titelsporet fra den siste plata til Judas Priest, Redeemer of Souls, som kom ut I 2014. Det her jernverket på Radio Rocks. I forrige vekka så plinga vi på Judas Priest-gitarrist Glenn Tipton, som vært med I bandet siden 1974, og alt fra den første platehemmers som kom samme år, Rock'n'Roll heter den. Vi måtte nesten høre med han om hva slags musikk han var inspirert av, utenom metal-sjangeren.
As I say, I still play stuff like the Beatles. I play classical music. I love classical music. I love film themes, and I just find them so dramatic and so inspiring. And as I say, when you couple them to average footage, you've got something very magical. And so I love film themes a lot, and classical music as well. Particularly on rainy days, which we get a lot of in England, I like to see, and just listen to classical music. All sorts of bands. Somebody else just asked me the question, and I can't even pronounce the names of some of them. There's so many great bands coming out of Europe now. So I do keep my ear to the ground, but, you know, I try and get my inspiration from other areas than metal, and any good songs, I mean, any good songs at all, I've got time for, because, you know, they've been written well, constructed well, the compositions there, and they're doing the job, which is fulfilling people's needs, you know, audibly out there, and people love music, so I think there is no actual genre that I listen to. I listen to music across the board.
Det sa gitarrist I Judas Priest, Glenn Tipton, til Jernverket på Radio Rocks. Det også han som har plukket ut all musikken I Jernverket I dag, og sleit litt med å finne ut hva han egentlig sa når han trakk frem et eller annet fra Rory Gallagher. Så vi måtte faktisk ut på Facebook og Twitter og spørre dere der ut om dere kunne tyde det han sa her.
I personally, one of my favorite guitar players is Rory Gallagher. And Jewel Carriage Pain was a great album.
Det gir mening når du vet hva du skal lete etter. Det var gitarrist Glenn Tipton fra Judas Priest der på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Her kommer Taste med Jewel Carriageway Pain, en låt som jeg aldri hadde funnet frem til hvis ikke dere hadde hjulpet meg. Takket være internett fant vi ut at Glenn Tipton fra Judas Priest ønsket å høre Taste med Dual Carriageway Pain. Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Mer musikk etter Glenn Tipton sin smak om ja, 24 sekunder. Led Zeppelin. Du har hørt et telefonintervju med Glenn Tipton fra Judas Priest, utført for Jernverket sommeren 2015. I snakkende stund Beyond the Gates sin Army of the North Star Tour på trappene. Enslaved, Gals, Vyrd og Vreid skal ta med seg Hordem Rife på to datoer I november. I Oslo den 3. Og I Bergen den 30. Derfor passer det bra med et Hordem gjenhør neste fredag.
Når den ferdig mikset og masteret, og vi har sagt at det her blir bra, vi fornøyd, da plata ferdig for min del. Da går jeg videre.
Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv, og Jernverket podcast gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Abonner via podcast-appen din, eller hør det på jernverket.com. Ellers så oppfordrer jeg deg til å følge Jernverket på Facebook og Instagram for å få med deg ryktene, konkurransene og diskusjonene. Akkurat nå kan du vinne månedens utgivelse fra Katakomben Platebutikk, ei Leonov-plat eller billetter til Kadaver og Monolord. Vi høres!
Sunnhet til folket. I sommer gjør Kiwi det lettere å spise sunt. For jo billigere det jo mer spiser vi. Nå setter vi prisen til 29,90 på topakk spisemoden avokado, 500 gram fersken og på ananas per stykk. Og på mango setter vi prisen til 24,90 per stykk. Og husk, alle Kiwi Plus-kunder sparer også 15% trumfbonus på all fersk frukt og grønt, I tillegg til våre allerede lave priser. For vi I Kiwi gir oss aldri på prisen.